Wetlands are not just nice places for birds. They fulfil many functions, many essential for human life. Matthew Simpson is Associate Director of Wildfowl and Wetlands Consulting.
Well, wetlands have many different roles. They can store flood water, they can treat wastewater, they can provide livelihoods for millions of people around the world, such as rice cultivation.
When it comes to treating wastewater, I mean, how do they do that?
There's lots of different processes, but basically the water flows through the soil and the plants, and there's biological communities, microbiological communities that live on the roots, and they transform chemically the water, so they get rid of the nutrients, and the plants also take up the nutrients. So there's lots of kind of different physical, chemical and biological processes that occur within wetlands, just the same as normal sewage treatment works, and they act to clean the water.
Why is it that wetlands are particularly good at that when, say, if you put it out into the ocean or into a river, actually it's very, very damaging for the area?
It's because in certain types of wetlands, there's lots of density of plants. They're very, biologically, they're very productive systems. And so they are perfectly adapted, really, to treating wastewater. And for thousands of years, in many parts of the world, that's exactly what they've been doing.
When you say treat wastewater, I mean, what does come out the other end? Is it drinkable or...?
Yes, I mean, in most cases, it is drinkable. Even things such as fecal coliforms, you know, we hear a lot about E. coli, and that comes from human waste. And within wetlands, there are lots of different bacteria that actually predate E. coli. So in terms of sort of making it very safe, wetlands act to do that.
Where is this actually being done? I mean, do we do it in the UK? Do we use our wetlands in this way to treat sewage?
Yes, we do. In many different cases, from doing wetland treatment systems for domestic properties to treating wastewater from zoos, from public buildings, from visitor centres. At WWT's 9 visitor centres, we have wetland treatment systems that treats all the wastewater from all the visitors that come to our centres.
What I don't understand is that this sounds like quite a cheap way of doing things as well. I mean, okay, I'm not saying a wetland is necessarily cheap to build in the first instance, but let's just imagine you have a wetland. Is there really any additional costs and so on involved in then treating that water through that process?
I mean, it's actually a much cheaper way than building a sewage treatment works. The capital cost, the cost for the actual building it is cheaper. And then for maintaining it is often cheaper because you just have to do normal sort of amenity grassland maintenance as though someone was cutting a lawn or, you know, cutting back the vegetation. And so the actual cost of construction and then cost of running it is much cheaper. The reason why it isn't necessarily used in every situation is because of the land area. It takes a larger land area than a conventional sewage treatment works does.
And you're working on a project in Laos. How are you using wetlands there?
This is an amazing project, really. There's the capital city of Laos, Vientiane, is in the centre, is about 300,000 people. And all the wastewater from the city goes into open sewers, essentially, that run through the city, these canals. So there's a big pollution problem. But for thousands of years, the wetland to the east of the city has naturally treated the wastewater. But in recent years, because people have started building on this wetland and there's been a change in pollutants from industry, there's been too much pressure on this wetland area. So we've been working with WWF and the local government there to design wetland treatment systems specifically to treat the different pollution from the city. The first stage of the project has just been completed. It's a 3-year project, and in this stage we were doing a lot of training of local staff to train them in how to design wetland treatment systems and how to manage them and how to operate them. And also we did a number of pilot schemes where we identified the worst pollution areas in the city. And often these were different factories. For instance, there was a paper factory and a gas factory that was polluting a whole area, and all the people around the factories were suffering as a result of this poor pollution. So we designed very small-scale wetland treatment systems to show that the technology works to treat the wastewater, and we've improved the water quality in 5 different locations across the city just to demonstrate how that works.
Apart from cleaning the water, what else could this wetland give the people in the city?
They play important roles because the Vientiane city is on the banks of the Mekong River. And each year they have a problem in terms of flooding. And the wetlands are very important in storing the flood water so that it doesn't spread out across the rest of the city. The major wetland, Tat Lung Marsh, is important for supporting over 40,000 households of people. They use the wetland to catch fish, to grow rice, and to collect even medicinal plants. So it's very important, particularly for the poorer members of society.
That's Matthew Simpson, Associate Director of Wildfowl and Wetlands Consulting.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.